Now, the rest of the story. As a matter of the most remarkable irony, it was the one-time wartime atrocity that specifically, personally terrified Adolf Hitler. The battlefield use of poison gas. As a foot soldier in the First World War, Hitler had observed its effects close up. Thereby, he grew determined that lethal gas must never again be used as a weapon. Such was, in fact, banned by international agreement in 1925. But the grisly details leading up to that unique declaration, well, they comprised the rest of the story. Trench warfare, by its very nature, caused a stalemate between opposing troops until the Germans introduced gas. Still in their experimental stages, gas weapons caused their innovators almost as much trouble as the victims. The Germans first used gas shells against the Poles. That attack took place January 1917, but the weather was so cold that the effectiveness of the shells was all but completely neutralized. The next time the Germans tried to gas poison their enemies, this is World War I, remember, they found that most of the gas had leaked out of the containment cylinders. The problem was traced to the laboratory of gas weapon inventor, Fritz Haber, who had been given inadequate facilities to manufacture the product. And by the time they came up against the French at Ypres, that was the following April, the Germans had all but utterly lost confidence in poison gas. Though strangely, this time it worked. A crawling green mist, a surging wave of soldiers in agony, and suddenly there was a 4-mile swath of lifelessness through which German troops might have poured. Yet the reason the attack essentially failed was that the Germans had by then so little faith in gas weapons that they had deployed no reserves to march through the abyss which they had created. The cruelty of chlorine gas was undeniable. Only 2.5 milligrams per liter in the atmosphere was enough to kill in minutes. But there were other gases, also used by both sides during World War I, tear gas, for example. Even sneezing gas was tried. Even sneezing gas. And while gas was an unrestrained weapon in the arsenal of global conflict, means of combating it became a priority matter among all concerned, and leave it to the Americans. An ingenious Midwestern manufacturer and a super effective gas mask filter made from the pulp of coniferous woods, a creeped wadding, a product called cellucotton. Now, let me explain, due to the wartime demand, especially among battlefield doctors and surgeons, real cotton was in very short supply. So the mills of Kimberly-Clark began cranking out something which, in absorbency, proved actually superior to cotton. And thus, out of the agony of that war, seeking protection against poison gas, a new mask and a new industry were born. And what began as a breath of fresh air for soldiers who might otherwise have suffocated has since become something else, a disposable handkerchief, the name of which has since expanded to generic proportions. From the very beginning, it's been kind to your nose. You know it as Kleenex. Only now you know the rest of the story.